We have been reading through the prophet Isaiah. We come this morning to the 46th chapter of Isaiah. Now, Isaiah is looking ahead into that generation that will experience the Babylonian exile and all the trials that that would involve. And one thing we should ask ourselves in our trials is, what good is the Lord seeking for me to get from this? Now, there are times when we may be being temporally judged. There might be chastisement, although I would say that's relatively rare. My rule of thumb is, if you're being chastised by the Lord, you know why. You're doing something you really should not be doing. You know you're doing it. You need to stop doing it. More generally, our trials are God's will for us because we want to be happy and He wants us to be holy. We have a lot of growth. And He wants us to profit. I often tell people going through great trials, one thing we should ask ourselves is, how is this an opportunity for me to glorify the Lord in a particular way? Through my faith and through my witness, now it will have a particular strength. Another question is, what's the Lord asking me? What am I learning from this? Well, this is Israel in Babylon, and this chapter shows that they were to learn, at least one thing they were to learn, was the folly of idols. It had been idolatry that had caused the fall of Jerusalem, and they had been put into exile. And God had said, in effect, if idols is what you want, let's go to the smorgasbord of idols, Babylon. And He's going to mention here Bel and Nebo. Those were chief gods of the Babylonian pantheon. And what He's going to argue here is that, will you learn that the idols are vain? And He's very, very vivid here. He talks about how they stoop. They're bent over. They have to be actually carried. These gods, they have to put on carts. They're really heavy. And you have to cart them around. They're a burden to you. God goes, that's not what a real God's like. And we need to learn that lesson, don't we? All of our idolatries, all our isms, our materialism, our sensualism, our egoism, whatever they are, they're not blessing us. They're not enriching our lives. They're enslaving us. We are carrying them in terms of Isaiah 46. But the Lord wonderfully points out that the true God, He says, I am the one who carries you. See, that's the true and living God. Even to your gray hairs, I will carry you. Now, He's going to contrast Himself with very important and vivid language here. Why can we trust Him for all of our blessings? And His answer here is one of the clearest declarations of the sovereignty of God. And you'll find it in Isaiah 46, 8 to 10. If you ask me, go to a place where the Bible explicitly declares the absolute sovereignty of God. This would make the list. I am God, there is no other. I am God, there is none like me. I declare the end from the beginning, from ancient times, things not yet done. My counsel shall stand. I will accomplish all my purpose. Thank God that He's sovereign, because He's good. He's a God of grace and truth. We can rely on His mercy. All of His purpose is going to be fulfilled. It'll be fulfilled in Christ. Christ will be exalted at the end. His purpose for your life will be fulfilled. We need to trust Him for this grace. Well, let me read here. Give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 46th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Bel bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols are on beasts and livestock. These things you carry are borne as burdens on weary beasts. They stoop, they bow down together. They cannot save the burden, but themselves go into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel who have been born by me from before your birth, carried from your womb. Even to your old age, I am He, and to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, I will carry and will save. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? Those who lavish gold from the purse and weigh out silver in the scales hire a goldsmith, and he makes it into a god. Then they fall down and worship. They lift it to their shoulders, they carry it, they set it in its place, and it stands there. It cannot move from its place. If one cries to it, it does not answer or save him from his trouble. Remember this and stand firm. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my counsel from a far country. I have spoken, I will bring it to pass. I have purposed, and I will do it. Listen to me, you stubborn of heart, you who are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It is not far off, and my salvation will not delay. I will put salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.